It's outside the box, not cutting out what's really important. Today's topic is World Vasectomy Day. That's right, there is a World Vasectomy Day, and this year it's November 13th. What's a vasectomy? It's a cutting and sealing of the tubes that send sperm, including chromosomes that can produce a baby, into the penis to combine with semen from male ejaculation. No sperm, no kids. A vasectomy is an outpatient procedure done in a few minutes using a local anesthetic. In and out in an hour. Doctors recommend for men to wait 3 months and then test to make sure any sperm is completely out of the system before halting other forms of birth control. There are several benefits of a vasectomy as birth control, even though some family planning programs de-emphasize it as an option. A button I was recently given offers one of those. Against abortion? Have a vasectomy. Vasectomies are a fraction of the cost of sterilization, a similar procedure for women. When I priced them out, they were about one-third to one-fifth the cost. What a bargain! You can get 3 to 5 vasectomies for the price of one tubal ligation. Get in line, guys! More importantly, in my mind, is the fact that by having a vasectomy, a man is taking on some of the responsibilities in deciding whether or not a couple produces a child. Usually that's seen only as a woman's job, and men are left out or just expected to be a penis-shooting X chromosomes with nothing else to say about procreation. But after all, it takes 2 to make a baby. Vasectomies are a much safer form of sterilization than tubal ligation or any other permanent birth control method. There are 8 to 10 times fewer complications with vasectomy, since that procedure is much simpler and less invasive. If there are complications, they're less severe. Despite these advantages of a vasectomy, only about one-third of all permanent birth control procedures are vasectomies, compared to two-thirds that are female sterilization. The so-called fear of losing one's masculinity may be one reason for its lower popularity, as well as the myth that birth control is only a woman's responsibility. So, what will happen on World Vasectomy Day? Well, lots of vasectomies, of course. A few will be filmed for a documentary about the procedure. An estimated 500 doctors worldwide will perform them at no cost on that day, according to World Vasectomy Day headquarters in Bali, Indonesia. The website includes 10 reasons to support World Vasectomy Day and vasectomies. For more info, go to worldvasectomyday.org. Unfortunately, most men who have a vasectomy in the U.S. represent only a narrow demographic range of all men who could have one. They're mostly European-American, with higher incomes and more education. It's time vasectomies became common among all men. Do you have any hesitations about the benefits of a vasectomy? I'm Larry Danziger, still wearing my ratty vasectomy-themed t-shirt that says, All juice, no seed.